ॐ वाघर्था विव सम्प्रक्तौ वाघर्ता प्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ ॐ येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः
धन्यवादः सर्वेभ्य नमस्कारः अस्माकं सम्भाषण
Can you talk louder?
Asu, asu.
Or increase your volume.
Asu. Aduna, aduna shrete bhagini.
So same.
Same, ah.
A little better. Okay.
You think settings will do it? I'm not sure.
No volume on the computer.
Kintu volume on computer is not mic related, na, Bhagini?
No, on your computer, if you can increase the volume. Maybe it's not coming out loud enough.
No, for me, I hear you very clearly, Bhagini. One second, let me go to settings.
I'm sorry, Usha Bhagini, if you can try increasing the volume at your end as well, it may help. Like, I'm using earphones, so if one of our students is very soft, then I increase the ear volume, earpiece volume.
Mine is already max.
All right.
Okay, I'm increasing my volume now. Is better now?
Yeah, okay, a little bit.
Okay.
You'll see.
Yeah, so if you use earbuds and mic, that helps. For sure. Astu. Astu. Shivarupa Bhagini, Namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha Bhagini.
Namaste. Astu. Kopi Prashna Asti.
Not from the homework, but just at times, Bhagini, you use Namaste and at times Namaskaraha. Would like to know when to use which one and what is the difference, if any.
नमस्ते अपि च नमस्कारः अर्थे किमपि भेदः नास्ति अर्थविषये किमपि भेदः नास्ति नमः ते नमः योग ते इत्युक्ते नमस्ते विसर्गः स्थाने सकार आगच्छति किञ्चित् सन्धि अभवत् किञ्चित् सन्धि इत्युक्ते किम् सन्धि इत्युक्ते किं भगिनी कविता भगिनी जानाति वा सन्धि
मतलब साथ में आना उन दोनों का कुछ साथ में आकर मतलब जिसका हम पद विच्छेद करते हैं पहले उनकी सन्धि होती है
सन्धि इत्युक्ते यदि किमपि कारणेन कश्चन द्वयोः वर्णयोः अतीवसमीपे आगच्छति समीपयोः आगच्छतः तदनन्तरं किमपि परिवर्तनम् अभवत्
Depending upon the endings of the words, if they come close to each other, then they take a new form.
Endings of the word na bhagini. Any two sounds that are very close together.
Right.
Sometimes it could be the end of the first word and the beginning of the second word. Sometimes it can happen inside of a word also. Inside of a word, sandhi can happen. Sometimes it can happen between two words. Sandhi is a very common occurrence in Sanskrit bhasha. And when these two sounds come together, any two sounds, then some kind of change happens. महेश महोदय नमस्कारः.
नमस्कारः भगिनि, क्षम्यतां किञ्चित् विलम्बेन आगच्छामि.
चिन्ता मास्तु महोदय. It causes some kind of parivartanam. For example, yadi yogah api. Two words are there. Yadi, yadi mane if, hai na, agar. And api, api mane like
and.
भी आएगा, मैं भी करूं, मुझे भी ऐसा लगता है, दैट भी साउंड वी मेक, है ना हिंदी में. तो मान लीजिए यदि
इट बिकम यद्यपि,
हाँ यकार आगच्छति,
तो यदि और अपि, तो दो ई ई साथ में आ गए, तो यद्य
ना ना दो ई ना भगिनी, यदि इकार अंते इकार अपि अकार ई योगः अ, यदि अतीव समीपे अस्ति, अतीव समीपे इत्युक्ते बहुत जल्दी जल्दी आप बोल रहे हैं. अगर आप बोलेंगे यदि अपि तो यू आर फाइन, बट अगर आप पास पास बोल रहे हैं अतीव समीपे काले, इन टाइम इज दे आर वेरी क्लोज टुगेदर. Like when we normally speak, we speak very quickly, no? Sounds are spoken very quickly. So when they come very close together, then sandhi happens. So, ikara yoga akara yakara agachati yadyapi is one example of sandhi. Sandhis come from, you cannot just, anybody can apply any rule. Sandhi is a vishaya that is very vast, and it has been so amazingly treated and written by Panini Mahodaya in his Ashtadhyayi Sutras. Ashtadhyayi is an amazing grantha, very small book. About 4,000 plus sutras are in there, and each sutra is a niyama. But sutras cannot just be anything. You cannot just, you know, create a random rule and say, oh, this is my sutra and I am the guru and blah, blah, blah. No. Anybody can create a sutra, but the sutra has to be of certain characteristic. I'll sing something for you. अल्पाक्षारम् असंदिग्धम् सारवद्विश्वतोमुखम् अस्तोभम् अनवसद्यम् च सूत्रम् सूत्रविदो विदुः. This is the paribhasha of a sutram. Alpaksharam. It has to be ekdam chote roop mein usko bolna hai. Chota most. Ativa laghu. Sandigdham sara vadvishwo mukham. Matlab wo एकदम क्लियर होना चाहिए. जो भी आप बोल रहे हैं बात शुड बी एकदम स्पष्ट. एक भी उसमें संशय नहीं बचना चाहिए. उसमें बिल्कुल रिडंडेंसी नहीं होनी चाहिए, कुछ भी रेपिटेशन नहीं होनी चाहिए, कोई भी चीज दो बार नहीं आनी चाहिए, और उसमें कोई भी काल का नियम नहीं होना चाहिए कि ये आज के दिन लागू है और 100 साल बाद ये लागू नहीं होगा. इटर्नल, इट हैज टू बी इटर्नल, इटर्नली वैलिड. मतलब दैट विजडम हैज टू बी क्लासिक विजडम. ये सारे लक्षण जब होंगे तब वो सूत्र होता है। तो पाणिनि महर्षि ने करीब 4000 से ज्यादा सूत्र बनाए हैं, वो अष्टाध्यायी में है। अष्टाध्यायी जो है बहुत ही अनोखा और गूढ़ और बहुत स्पष्ट ग्रंथ है, व्याकरण ग्रंथ है, और उससे ज्यादा स्पष्ट और गूढ़ और मुख्य इस दुनिया में आज तक कोई व्याकरण ग्रंथ नहीं है कोई भी भाषा में। तो सूत्रों में कई एक प्रकार के सूत्र होते हैं, उसमें संधि सूत्र भी होते हैं, उच्चारण के सूत्र होते हैं, नामकरण सूत्र होते हैं, विधि सूत्र होते हैं। क्योंकि व्याकरण इज लाइक कुकिंग, ऐसे खाना बनाते हैं हम लोग, तो जैसे हम लोग बोलेंगे रायता में जीरा को सूखे तवे पे भूनो, फिर उसको थोड़ा सा पाउडर बना के उसका चूरा बना के फिर उसमें डालो, या फिर पेट खराब होगा तो उसको भून के पानी में डाल के पीजिए। तो ये विधि है, उसमें कितना डालेंगे, कहाँ का जीरा होगा, वो उस आदमी की तबीयत कैसी है, उसको कैसे ठीक करना है, दिन में कब देना है, कितनी बार देना है, ये सारी विधि हो गई। इसको ऐसे करने से ऐसा होगा, ऐसे करने से ऐसा होगा। व्याकरण इज ऑल्सो नथिंग बट विधि। अब ऐसे लोग हैं जो बढ़िया खाना बना लेते हैं, लेकिन उसमें क्या केमिस्ट्री हो रही है, उसमें क्यों ये ऐसा अच्छा बन रहा है, क्यों दूसरे वाले का खाना अच्छा नहीं बन रहा, नहीं समझ पाते। कई लोग समझ पाते हैं, अलग अलग प्रकार की रुचि होती है सब में। ऐसे ही व्याकरण है, कई लोग व्याकरण पढ़ के सोचते हैं ऐसा क्यों है, हम हिंदी में ऐसा क्यों बोलते हैं, जब यहाँ पे ये लागू हो रहा है वहां पे ये लागू क्यों नहीं हो रहा है। तो ये सारी बातें सब लोग के बस की नहीं है, लेकिन पाणिनि महोदय ने इतनी स्पष्ट रूप में ये सारी बातें लिखी हैं ये अष्टाध्यायी में। तो संधि एक अलग ही विषय है। तो संधि का एक, संधि की एक अलग कक्षा होती है, मैं उसमें हूँ एक कक्षा में, बहुत ही स्पष्ट रूप से महोदय पढ़ाते हैं, और आप भी शीघ्र ही उसी वर्ग में आ जाएंगे अगर आप लगे रहेंगे संस्कृत से, तो उसमें आपको सब समझ आ जाएगा संधि क्या होती है क्या नहीं होती। इस लेवल में हम लोग संधि हटा करके बात करते हैं, तो नमस्ते सकार आ जाता है नमः की जगह। नमः ते, ते माने आपके लिए, वो नमः ते नमस्ते बन जाता है, संधि लग जाती है। कोई कौन सी संधि लगती है वो सब आप बाद में समझ जाएंगे। नमस्कार उसमें भी सकार आ गया विसर्ग की जगह, और कार, कार इत्युक्ते धातु, किम धातु था, कौन सी धातु से निकलता है कार, कार माने
अकर्मक,
इच्छुक्ते किम माने क्या, करना,
कर्म पदम,
कर्म पदम ना, क्रिया पदम, करना, कुछ भी करना। हम लोग हिंदी में बोलते हैं ना करना, इसको करिए, मैंने करा, वो करती है, दिस कर कहां से आता है, कर्ता कहां से आता है, कर्ता, ये कृ धातु है, कृ धातु माने करना, कुछ भी करना, द एक्शन ऑफ डूइंग इज कॉल्ड करना इन हिंदी, कम्स फ्रॉम संस्कृत रूप कृ। तो कार जब संस्कृत में है इट मीन्स द एक्शन ऑफ बाउइंग, नमस्कार। और नमस्ते माने मैं आपके लिए प्रणाम कर रही हूँ, सो इट मीन्स द सेम थिंग, बाउइंग टू यू फॉर यू आई एम डूइंग सेम थिंग। कविता भगिनी समीचीनम्,
धन्यवाद।
But But it is kar, no? It's not kar.
Many variations are there. Hindi mein bhi aap bolte hain karti, karna, karta, karoti.
Lekin ye kar ho gaya na. Ye dirgh a ho gaya na.
Wo sab baad mein samajh aayega aapko. Kyun ye aisa iska roop aaya.
Achha, achha.
धातु से सारे रूप बनते हैं. कृ धातु से सारे रूप बने हैं, इंक्लूडिंग द इंग्लिश वर्ड क्रिएशन. कैन यू बिलीव दैट इज व्हाई संस्कृत को बोलते हैं यूनिवर्सल मदर लैंग्वेज,
मदर ऑफ ऑल लैंग्वेजेस.
तो हाउ कम कृ से क्रिएशन बन गया, भाषा ही बदल गई. इज ऑल यू कैन फाइंड आउट विद इनफ स्टडी, इट विल ऑल कम टू यू. अभी मैं समझा भी नहीं सकती हूँ पूरा, और आप समझ भी नहीं पाएंगे. सो मच नॉलेज इज रिक्वायर्ड टू बी रेडी फॉर दैट. अस्ति वा? अस्तु अस्तु. गतवर्गे वयं किं कुर्मः, किम् अभवत्?
पेज 14
1.9
2.3. We did that what is that? Apanam? No.
No, 2.3, no. This Gata Varge Bhagini, Gata...
Oh, week.
Budhavasarasya.
We did that one, no? That waiter conversation.
Sambhashanam. Kintu, tasya... पश्चात् 1.9 इति पुनः अभ्यासं आरम्भं कुर्मः इति अहं मन्ये. वि हेड् स्टार्टेड् टु अगेन् डू 1.9 षष्ठीविभक्ति अभ्यास, करेक्ट्? अस्ति वा कविता भगिनी, अस्ति वा?
आं भगिनि.
अस्तु
अस्तु भगिनी. वाट् इस् द मीन् आफ् अस्ति वा एण्ड् समीचीनम्?
समीचीनम् इस् गुड्.
ओके,
फैन्. एण्ड् अस्ति वा इस् लैक् है न.
ओके ओके.
अस्ति इत्युक्ते है, वा इस् लैक् है न. सो इफ् ऐ से
एक्स्क्लेमेशन्,
एक्स्क्लेमेशन् नहीं तो है क्या, लैक् अ क्वेश्चन्. हेना इज अ क्वेश्चन, इज नॉट एन एक्सक्लेमेशन. तो जैसे इफ आई से कविता भगिनी अस्ति वा, इट मीन्स आप हैं क्या.
गॉट इट.
हाँ, नहीं तो मैंने कोई बात बोली और फिर बोलूंगी अस्ति वा, मतलब बात है ना, वो बात जो बोली वो है ना. खलु, अनदर वर्ड वी से इन संस्कृत, अहम इति इति वदामि. खलु, मैंने ये बोला है ना. खलु, खलु संस्कृत भाषायां खलु. अपि च एकम् अन्यं पदमस्ति किल, किल.
दीस् आल् मीन् है ना.
हा, भारतदेशे गंगा नदी अस्ति किल. इन् भारत गंगा इज देर, है ना, करेक्ट? नो, वी अग्री और नॉट? एंड इफ यू डोंट अग्री यू से सो. It's like questioning and asking for agreement, no? Asking to see if there is some doubt, am I correct?
Is kila short or long?
Kila, la, kila.
Kila.
Kila, kila. Kilana, kilana, kila. Astu. Astu. शैलिजा भगिनी, एकवारं शीघ्रं पुनः 1.9 कुर्मः. अस्तु अस्तु
अस्तु. ओके भगिनी, भगिनी और
पठतु.
आवरणे विद्यामानस्य पदस्य उचितं रूपं रिक्ते स्थले लिखतु.
एकमेकं पदं स्वीकृत्य किञ्चित् वदतु.
आवरणे इस् ब्राकेट्स् वित् इन् द ब्राकेट्स्.
विभक्तिरूपं
सप्तमी विभक्ति लोकेशन्
एकवचन अपि च नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम्
एकवचनम् एकवचन नपुंसकलिङ्गं
पदं
पदम्
आवरणम्
आवरणं
सप्तमी. अस्तु अग्रे
विद्यामानस्य इस् षष्टि विभक्ति.
संस्कृतभाषायां वदतु भगिनि, षष्टि विभक्ति वा
षष्टि विभक्ति वा?
आम् आम् षष्टि विभक्ति वचन
विद्यामानस्य
वचन किम्?
एकवचन
एकवचन
एकवचनं विद्यमान
भगिनी विद्यमानस्य विद्य विद्यान
विद्यमानस्य
ह्रस्व ह्रस्व विद्यमानस्य
षष्टिविभक्तिरूपम् एकवचनम् विद्यमानस्य पदस्य.
Bhagini, I am getting some breaks in between. I am not able to hear complete sentence.
Bhagini, reboot and come back. Reboot your machine
okay.
and come back. Sometimes that will help. Astu.
Okay. I'll try again.
Astu. Sudha Bhagini, agachatu. Vidyamanasya. Vidyamanasya padasya.
Padasya. Iti padam. एकवचनं षष्टिविभक्तिरूपम्
उत्तमम्. अपि च विद्यमानस्य पदस्य सम्बन्धः कः? द्वयोः पदयोः सम्बन्धः कः? कोऽपि जानाति वा?
विशेषणविशेष.
उत्तमं महेश महोदय. इत्युक्ते किम्?
द्विवचने द्विपदे एकं रूपं धारयति.
द्वयोः
पदयोः
एकं समानेव समानरूपं
धारयतु.
अस्तु. सो इत्युक्ते अत्र किं विद्यमानस्य इति किं विशेषणम् अपि च विशेष्य किम्? अत्र विद्यमानस्य विशेषणम् पदस्य इति मुख्यपदम्. मुख्यपदं किम्? पदस्य पदका कौन् से पदका? विद्यमानस्य पदस्य. विद्यमानस्य इत्युक्ते जो पद यहाँ है उसका. कहाँ पे है वो पद? आवरणे. आवरणे इत्युक्ते स्थान सूचयति. स्थान सूचयति स्थानम् इत्युक्ते प्लेस्. प्लेस् वाट् इस् द प्लेस्? ब्राकेट्स्. जो पद ब्राकेट्स् के अंदर है उसका उचितं रूपम्. शैलजा भगिनी अस्ति वा? पुनः आगच्छति वा शैलजा भगिनी? न. सुधा भगिनी वदतु.
उचितं रूपम् अप्रोप्रियेट् फार्म्.
द्वयोः पदयोः सम्बन्धः कः?
द्वयोः पदयोः सम्बन्ध
उन दोनों पदों में क्या संबंध है? उचितम रूपम, ये दो पद है ना, दो पद है कि नहीं, दो शब्द है कि नहीं,
दो शब्द है,
दोनों में क्या संबंध है? यथा महोदय उक्तवान पूर्वम तदेव, वदतु भगिनी। यथा महेश महोदय उक्तवान, जैसे महोदय ने अभी बोला, वैसे ही है। हाँ वदतु।
विशेषणम भगिनी,
विशेषणम किम?
रूपम विल बी विशेषणम, उचितम विशेष्य विशेषणम व्यये पद्ये।
आ भगिनी, किन्तु मुख्य पदम किम?
मुख्य पदम रूपम भगिनी।
आ रूपम किम, कीदृश रूपम? उचितम रूपम, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ रूपम? उचितम रूपम, देयरफॉर उचितम इत्युक्ते एडजेक्टिव विशेषणम, एडजेक्टिव इत्युक्ते विशेषणम, अपि च एडजेक्टिव ऑफ व्हाट, किसका एडजेक्टिव, किसका विशेषण, रूप का विशेषण, अस्ति वा? ध्वनि आगच्छति, अस्तु अस्तु। सो शैलिजा भगिनी, श्रूयते वा? सुधा भगिनी,
भगिनी, यस, actually my I have problem with my earphones, so I just removed when I want to listen you, so it is taking some time for me to connect again, and you know when I want to talk to you, yeah.
Astu astu astu. Agrima saptahe kimapi samadhanam krutva agamishyati next class uska solution karva ke aiyega. अस्तु,
भगिनी।
सो उचितं रूपं वदतु भगिनी।
सो व्हाट आर यू आस्किंग भगिनी, यू आर आस्किंग अबाउट द मीनिंग ऑफ उचितरूपम,
एवरीथिंग। उचितं रूपं किमपि पद परिचय विषये वदतु।
उचित इति पदस्य नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम् अपि चेत् उचितम् अस्ति।
उचितम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम् अस्ति, अपि च अत्र
रूपम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम् अस्ति चेत् रूपम् अस्ति।
उत्तमम् उत्तमम्। अपि च सम्बन्धः कः द्वयोः मध्ये, दोनों के बीच में सम्बन्धः क्या है? उचितं रूपं मुख्यपदं किं, प्रमुख्यपदं?
उचितम् उचितम्
उचितम् व्हाट
उचितम् उचितम् इस् द
मेन मेन यू सी व्हाट इज
द मेन यू आर आस्किंग अबाउट द मेन वर्ड इन बिटवीन उचितम् एंड रूपं भगिनी इस् इट राइट
आम भगिनी मेन वर्ड इज व्हाट main word
I thought it
rupam because form adjective is only a descriptive word so if I said red carpet which is the main yeah. word in that carpet only no otherwise yeah. if I say red it yeah. has no meaning red can mean anything right. in the world carpet right. is the main word what kind of carpet red carpet atra uchitam rupam मुख्यपदं किं
रूपम्
सो रूपम् इस् द विशेष्य मेन् वर्ड् देट् इस् बीङ्ग् डिस्क्रैब्ड् मेन् थिङ्ग् देट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बी डिस्क्रैब्ड् इस् द विशेष्य द वर्ड् देट् डिस्क्रैब्स् इस् काल्ड् द विशेषणम् अवगतं वा
यस् भगिनि
अत्र यथा महोदय पूर्वम् उक्तवान् विद्यमानस्य पदस्य अत्र मुख्यपदं किं भगिनी
पदस्य
पदस्य किमर्थम्
Because we need to find out about the word. Word is the subject here.
Tadanantaram dvayoho madhya sambandha kaha vidyamanasya padasya.
Actually, I don't know the meaning of vidyaman.
Vidyaman. Kavita bhagini vadatu.
Vidyaman matlab present, jo udhar maujood hai. हम बोलते हैं ना कि मैं मतलब विद्यमानस्य पदस्य तो जो वहाँ पर प्रेजेंट है इन द ब्रैकेट द वर्ड्स विच आर प्रेजेंट इनसाइड द ब्रैकेट सो विद्यमान जो वहाँ पर है मौजूद प्रेजेंट
विद्यमान विद्यमानस्य इति षष्ठी पदस्य अपि च षष्ठी
द्वयोः
षष्ठी किमर्थम बोस पद का कौन से पद का जो पद वहाँ है उसका विद्यमान जो है वहाँ पे द वन दैट इज देयर यू अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी भगिनी
हाँ भगिनी
विद्यमानस्य पदस्य बिकॉज यू कैन से आवरणे पदस्य इन द ब्रैकेट वर्ड्स आर नो बट ही इज वांटिंग टू टीच यू वन मोर वर्ड आवरणे विद्यमानस्य पदस्य द्वयोः मध्ये विशेषणं विशेष्य भाव अस्ति द्वयोः मध्ये विशेषणं विशेष्य भाव अस्ति विद्यमानस्य इति विशेषणं पदस्य इति विशेष्य उचितं रूपं वदतु भगिनि
यू आर आस्किंग अबाउट उचितं मीनिंग भगिनि
न उचितं रूपं पदस्य विषये किमपि वदतु
उचितं पदम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गम् अस्ति चेत् उचितम् अस्ति And rupam iti padam napunsakalingam asti chet iti padam rupam asti.
Uttamam. Agre?
Rikte stale likhatu.
Na. Uchitam rupam. Dvayoha madhya sambandha kaha. Vachana kim?
Eka vachanam.
Puna purnataya vadatu.
Uchitam iti... उचितम् इति पदं नपुंसकलिङ्गम् अस्ति चेत् एकवचनं रूपम् अस्ति
अत्र उचितं नपुंसकलिङ्गम् एकवचनं किन्तु विभक्तिरूपं किं
द्वितीयविभक्ति उचितं
द्वितीयविभक्ति एकवचनरूपम् अस्ति चेत् इस् नाट् रिक्वैर्ड् हियर् उचितम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गं द्वितीयविभक्ति एकवचनरूपम् अस्ति अग्रे रूपम्
रूपम् इति पदम् एकवचनं द्वितीयाविभक्तिपदम् अस्ति चेत् रूपं नपुंसकलिङ्गम् अस्ति रूपं पदं नपुंसकलिङ्गम् अस्ति
नपुंसकलिङ्गम्
एकवचनं
द्वितीयविभक्ति एकवचनरूपम् अस्ति वदतु
नपुंसकलिङ्गम् एकवचनं द्वितीयाविभक्तिरूपम् अस्ति इति पदं रूपम्
अस्तु अत्र उचितं रूपं द्वयोः मध्ये दोनो के बीच् मे द्वयोः मध्ये सम्बन्धः कः
रूपम् इस् फार्म् भगिनि इस् इट् रैट् अण्ड् उचितम् ऐ एम् नाट् श्योर्
अस्तु उचितम् इत्युक्ते महेश महोदय वदतु
उचितं जो सही है उचित है
जो अप्रोप्रिएट सही जो लागू लगेगा जो जो सही है जो ठीक है गलत वाला नहीं सही वाला उचित है जो अप्रोप्रिएट सो अत्र लेट मी जस्ट टॉक अ लिटिल बिट सो नाउ वी हैव अ सिचुएशन वेयर यू आर स्ट्रगलिंग विद इवन द वर्ड मीनिंग And here I am asking you to say something about the word and all of this. And you are like, I don't even know what it means. You simply ask, just like you did na, in English, you say it in Sanskritam. Artha kaha
bhagini? Okay, bhagini.
Uchitam artha na janami. Uchitam iti padasya artha aham na janami. Kripaya vadatu. रूपम् इति पदस्य अर्थः अहं न जानामि कृपया वदतु किञ्चित् कृपया किञ्चित् किमपि सहायेन करोतु प्लीज somebody help me इट आफ्टर ऑल दिस इज स्पोकन संस्कृत नो इट्स अबाउट स्पीकिंग इट डजंट मैटर दैट यू हैव टू आंसर माय क्वेश्चन यू कैन से समथिंग एल्स अस्ति वा
अस्ति भगिनि
आम् आम् अस्ति नो आम् 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 इत्युक्ते हा
ओके
आम् आम् अस्तु सो अत्र उचितम् इत्युक्ते सहि अधुना इत्युक्ते
नेक्स्ट्
अधुना इत्युक्ते सुधा भगिनी
आल्सो भगिनि
देन् अधुना पर्यायवाची शब्द इदानीम् इत्युक्ते अभि अधुना नौ अभि अर्थः भेदः नास्ति अस्तु अधुना वदतु शैलजा भगिनी उचितं रूपं द्वयोः मध्ये सम्बन्धः कः
Can you repeat the question?
अधुना शैलजा भगिनी कृपया वदतु उचितं रूपं द्वयोः पदयोः मध्ये सम्बन्धः कः अवगतं वा मम प्रश्न
अवगतं भगिनि
मुख्यपदं किं
रूपं मुख्यपदं रूपम् अस्ति
तदनन्तरम् उचितं किम्
उचितम् इस् राइट वर्ड दैट्स व्हाट महेश महोदय
व्हाट काइंड ऑफ वर्ड कीदृशपदं व्हाट काइंड ऑफ वर्ड इज इट अ वर्ब Is it a noun? What is it? In your head, you have to think. Uchitam rupam.
Yeah.
Correct word. What does correct do to the word? It modifies the word. The same thing that red does to red carpet. The same thing that brown shelf does to brown shelf. Which shelf? Brown shelf. Which word? Uchitam rupam. Correct word. Only.
Right word. Okay. Asti bhagini.
So I can understand what you are, where you are struggling. You are not clear.
With the meanings.
Not meaning. You know the meanings, but the figuring out like what quality of word is it? Is it a verb? Is it a noun? Is it an adjective? Is it an adverb? These are things that we don't normally think of when we use a language. And I understand that.
May I say something?
Vadatu Bhagini.
Yes. So, Bhagini, I'm just doing this with somebody in school. So, we can think of words like seeing words, doing words, describing words, and names. So now, let's do this in English for just practice sake. So, the most appropriate word
uchitam rupam. So word is, what do you think it is? Is it a noun, verb, adjective, pronoun, adverb? Okay, instead of appropriate word, means here I'm just trying to help maybe. Uchitam is saying a little more about word. What kind of word are we looking for over here? So it is a describing word for the word word. Right? So it will become a adjective. Shailaja Bhagini?
Ha, Bhagini.
Astu.
It is actually how it will come in Sanskrit, Bhagini, here?
Sanskrit, I'll tell you. But rupam iti me mukhya vishaya. Asti va? Adhuna carpet mukhya vishaya.
Yes.
Kidrusha carpet? What kind of carpet?
Red
carpet. Atra mukhya vishaya rupam. Rupam iti nama. Rupa is a name of the word, of the concept of form.
Rupam is something we are describing, like, you know, that form of a word form.
The word form or the word rupam is what? It's just a name, na Bhagini?
Huh.
It's just a name. Similarly, you can say uchitam is also a name, agreed. But this uchitam is a name for...
But the meaning of the word describes, like, no.
It
so
is
what rupa means?
No, describing, but it is not only describing, it is clarifying, it is modifying.
Changing the meaning of the next word.
Slightly changing, slightly modifying the... It doesn't, it can never negate it, it can never...
Never changes, but maybe describes, is the right word, Bhagini? Uchitam, rupam. It is describing the rupam word with uchitam. Uchitam is something like, you know, appropriately, that's what you said before.
So, in any sentence, first you have to see which is a which is the noun, ichukte, which are the named words.
Geeta Bhagini, do we have to check with every word in the sentence?
Bhagini,
in Sanskrit?
You know? No, not in Sanskrit. Because
in any sentence?
Because you are learning.
Because we were used to all the languages and we don't even know that we are looking in that way. Sanskrit, because we are learning now, maybe we are understanding that the way, you know.
But I'm saying this is applicable to any sentence in any language that you need to know.
You don't need to know, because when children learn, they don't know any grammar, but they can use very perfectly language. So we don't need to learn grammar. But when you are learning a language as an adult, because you don't live in an immersive Sanskrit atmosphere, if you lived in a land where only Sanskrit was spoken, you would not need to know any of this this
grammar.
It would come to you naturally, but you don't know it. You don't live in it. Now we spend once a week, we spend 1 hour, 1.5 hours. And as an adult brain, we are all educated, so-called. And we are all questioning, we are all reasoning. And in our mind, it has to satisfy something for us to go forward. Otherwise, we cannot go forward. If it doesn't make sense, then we won't go forward in the class. The only way it makes sense to an adult mind is to go through the actual, what is grammar. Otherwise, it is very unsatisfactory. If I just simply say to you, uchitam rupam is a visheshanam visheshya, next, let's continue. Then you are like, what does that mean? I don't know. Why she's just going so fast. I don't understand. It's very unsatisfactory. You see, as an adult, we have all these questions. But if we just say the same thing to a child, he won't question. He will simply accept and move on.
A visheshya visheshanam, how would you say it in English? Visheshya is the adjective. Visheshanam is the...
Ekanimisha Bhagini. Astu. Vishesha iti padasya artha kaha? Vishesha. What does
Vishesha?
Special, something special.
Special. Astu. Atra bahuni grahani asti. Bahut sare ghar hai. Kintu mama graham is special or not? My house is special. What makes it special? Only because I am the speaker and it happens to be my house. For me, therefore, it is special. Is it special in the world? No. Is it special in the community? No. Am I special in the community? No. I'm just a normal person and my house is just a normal house. But because in this context I am speaking, my house, this word my separates this particular house that happens to be mine from all the others in the community, correct? It makes it vishesha. It makes it special. Special doesn't mean, oh, like God blessed. It simply means it is telling you specifically which one. Correct? That visheshanam. So the job, the word that makes anything special for that context is called a visheshanam, Sanskrit bhashayam. Ityukte angla bhashayam, adjective. Hindi bhashayam api cha visheshanam eva, same. So, visheshanam is the word that modifies, that makes that thing special. Carpet alone doesn't make it special. Red makes the carpet special. My makes the house special. What does my make special? House. So house is the visheshya. It is the one that is modified. Who modifies? My. What is modified? House. Adhuna spashtam va?
Is there any word for visheshya in English? Like visheshanam can be addressed as adjective in English?
In English they simply say noun and the noun modified.
Okay. So it is a paryayvachi. So visheshya will have other words also, like we call for noun.
Noun is sanya shabda, sanya padam, ichukte noun, sanskrita bhashayam. No. So your question is that visheshya, does it always mean noun? No.
Okay.
Do all nouns, are all nouns called visheshya? No. Visheshya is only that noun that is modified
by the visheshanam. So it will always be in this perspective only.
This context, correct.
But visheshanam in English is something like, you know, describing. Something special words. Maybe we use like adjective words for describing anything. Like it is maybe a noun or
anything you can describe.
Anything.
So any descriptive word is an adjective. Any descriptive word.
Astu.
Yeah. So just to understand this better. So right now you're teaching us beautifully. So I am giving teaching an action, an adjective. So here, teaching will become the visheshya, and beautifully is visheshanam.
Uttamam. Kintu atra teaching ityukte sangya padam nasti. Yatra kriya padam.
Correct. So that is why I am trying to understand. So visheshanam.
Ekanimisha. Atra ultimately all words are names only. Correct. Including action words are names only, correct? The walk, yes. Act of walking, we are naming it as walking. So ultimately everything is a name only in speech. Agreed. But in grammar, there are some things that are purely name and some things that are, like there is only, like if I say table, it's just a name. Like it's not walking, it's not doing, it's not beautifully done, you know, nothing. It's just a kind of, I don't want to say dead, but it's like a non-action name, just a name. Kintu walking api nama asti, kintu atra action asti. So when there is an action associated, and that is the meaning, then it is called a Kriyapadam. When it is just a name, it is called Sanyapadam. Sanya ichukte noun. Astu. Now, when we have simply Sanya being modified, for example, Sanya carpet, red carpet. Sanya alone, there is nothing going on with the carpet, it is not an action word, it is not a Kriyapadam. Then it is called Visheshanam, Vishesha Bhava. Now, beautiful teaching. Beautifully being taught, it should be add verb. Because what teaching is a verb, it should be Kriyapadam. Tadanantaram, Kriyapadam Visheshanam, adverb. Adverb ichukte, it modifies. She is walking slowly. Kinchit dhvani hi agachati kasya chit kripe. Usha Prabhakar, kinchit kripe amyut karo to. Astu. So, she is walking slowly. Walking ichukte kriyapadam. Slowly is describing the action. Slowly ichukte Kriyapadam Visheshanam. It is a Visheshanam, but because it is describing a Kriyapadam, we call it Kriyapadam Visheshanam. So two kinds of describing words exist in a language. One is a noun describer and one is a verb describer.
So an adjective and an adverb, Bhagini, in English, if we... Describing noun is an adjective and describing a verb is an adverb. So, samyakapadam is noun.
Kintu so, Bhagini, in what?
Sanskrita bhashayam vadatu, Bhagini, samyapadam.
Samyapadam?
Samyapadam asti che tadanantaram visheshanam visheshya.
Samyapadam?
Asti che.
So, Bhagini?
Asti che visheshanam. Vishesha, Visheshya, Asti, Vishesha Bhava Asti.
Yadi Kriya Padam Asti Chet, Kriya Padam Visheshanam, Api Kriya Padam Asti, Bhava. Kriya Padam Visheshanam, Kriya Pada, Bhava. Vadatu Kavita Bhagini.
No, you just answered. So I wanted to ask, in moving, walking slowly, so here will be Kriyapadam Visheshanam and Visheshya, no. But now you said it is Kriyapada Bhava and Kriyapadam Visheshanam. Got it.
Kriyapadani. Tatate Kriyapadani sarve, action words. They are not called Visheshya. Astu. Astiva. Samichinam. Spashtam.
Dhanyavada.
Shailaja Bhagini Spashtam.
Bhagini, can you please repeat the last sentence, you know, Visheshanam, Visheshya Padam, Visheshya Bhava, and how to say it in Sanskrit.
Astu. Uchitam Rupam. Listen carefully, write it down. Uchitam Rupam. Dvayoho Madhye. Dono ke beech mein. Dvayoho Madhye. Visheshanam. Visheshya Bhava Asti. Uchitam Rupam Dvayoho Madhye Visheshanam Visheshya Bhava Asti. Uchitam Iti Visheshanam Rupam Iti Visheshya.
Asti Bhagini.
Asti na Bhagini. Aam. Aam.
Aam.
Aam. Asti. Rikte sthale kopi. Sudha Bhagini Astiva?
Haam Bhagini.
रिक्ते स्थले वदतु भगिनी किमपि.
रिक्ते स्थले रिक्ते स्थले इति पदं एकवचनं सप्तमी विभक्तिपदम्. रिक्ते स्थले द्वयोः मध्ये विशेषणं विशेष्यभाव
सुन्दरं सुन्दरम्. अपि च लिङ्गं किं भगिनि?
रिक्ते धातु ऋतु.
धातु तु न भगिनि.
रिक्तं नपुंसकलिङ्गं भगिनि?
रिक्तं रिक्तं नपुंसकलिङ्गं. स्थल स्थले
स्थलं
स्थलं स्थलं नपुंसकलिङ्गं
नपुंसकलिङ्गं.
नपुंसकलिङ्गं कथं जानीमः? प्रथमविभक्ति एकवचनरूपं स्थलम्. प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचनरूपं रिक्तम्
रिक्तम्.
समानेव प्रथमविभक्ति एकवचनरूपं रूपम्. अपि च प्रथमविभक्ति एकवचनरूपम् उचितम्. अस्तु, वन् मोर् थिङ्ग् ऐ हेव् टु टीच् यु. विशेषणविशेष्यभाव द्वयोः समानेव रूपं स्वीकुर्वन्ति. दे आल्वेस् टेक् द सेम्. सो एनी विशेषणम् इत्युक्ते एड्जेक्टिव् विल् टेक् द सेम् विभक्ति एण्ड् वचन एण्डिङ्ग् एस् द विशेष्य. सो हियर् बिकास् रूपम् इस् नपुंसकलिङ्गम् इट् बिकम्स् उचितं रूपम्. इफ् ऐ वास् यूसिङ्ग् महिला इट् वुड् बि उचिता महिला. उचितः शब्दः. दे आल्वेस् एड्जेक्टिव्स् विल् टेक् द सेम् केस् एण्डिङ्ग् एस् अ नौन् दे मोडिफै. विशेषणं डस् नाट् हेव् इट्स् ओन् जेण्डर्. वै? बिकास् इन् संस्कृतभाषायां किमपि क्रमः नास्ति, शब्दक्रमः नास्ति. इत्युक्ते किं? मम नाम गीताञ्जलिः, गीताञ्जलि नाम मम, नाम मम गीताञ्जलिः. समानेव आल् त्री सेण्टेन्सेस् मीन् एक्साक्ट्लि द सेम् थिङ्ग् एण्ड् आल् आर् एक्साक्ट्लि द सेम् करेक्ट्. उदाहरणं दृष्ट्वा तादृशवाक्यानि लिखतु. दृष्ट्वा उदाहरणं तादृशवाक्यानि लिखतु. तादृशवाक्यानि दृष्ट्वा उदाहरणं लिखतु. लिखतु दृष्ट्वा उदाहरणं तादृशवाक्यानि. समानेव. दे आर् आल् द सेम् इन् मीनिङ्ग्. हौ डस् देट् हेपन् इन् संस्कृत एण्ड् इट् डस् नाट् हेपन् इन् हिन्दी और् इङ्ग्लिश्? Anybody tell me?
Bhagini, I would like to speak in English because it's difficult for me to say in Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, based on the verb, the kartrupadam it decides on how it should, the kartrupadam decides on what, how it should be, how the sentence is formed. So for example, if kartrupadam is pullinga, then the sentence it will be in pullinga shabda only. So the sentence is formed as kartrupadam, kriyapadam, and then there is a karmapadam there. So the word as per the vibhakti, the rupam it takes, we can easily identify whether it is kartrupadam or kriyapadam or karmapadam.
It is the so, last sentence you said. So the vibhakti teaches is the, see, the vibhakti rupa, it any word takes, it combines what we separate in Hindi.
Yes.
For example, in Hindi we will say ghar ka rang. Teen shabd ho gaye, ghar ka rang. But in Sanskrit bhashayam, grahasya means ghar ka. Because it combines into one word, you don't need to, abhi ghar ka rang ghar. It doesn't make any sense. Because you are like kiska. Kyunki humko Hindi mein bola hai ki ka jo jiska hai wo uske baad shabd ka aata hai. So ghar ka rang humko samajh aata hai. Rang ka ghar bolenge to uska alag arth ho jayega. Ka rang ghar ka arth hi nahi banega. Ka ghar rang ka bhi arth nahi banega. To Sanskrit mein grahasya mane ghar ka. ग्रहे माने घर में
भगिनी मे बी बिकॉज ऑफ दिस हमने जो शुरुआत में बात की थी कि नाउ इन सम टेक्स्ट दे जॉइन द वर्ड्स लाइक ए का वगैरह साथ में ही लिख देते हैं शायद हाँ ऐसे किसी को शायद संस्कृत का होगा नॉलेज और उन्होंने अगर ट्रांसलेट किया होगा तो उनको वो अंदर से नेचुरली आएगा कि वो साथ में लिखे
आजकल की पुस्तकों में देखा मैंने और आदत नहीं ना पढ़ने की तो थोड़ा सा अजीब लगता है लेकिन यू नो इट मेक्स सेंस तो जैसे जो सात विभक्ति होती हैं प्रथमा विभक्ति इत्युक्ते कर्ता तो ग्रहम नरह महिला ये प्रथमा विभक्ति इसका मतलब वो जो है वो करने वाला है गीता इसका मतलब नहीं गीता ने गीता में गीता का नन ऑफ दोज सिंपली गीता गीता द डूअर कर्ता देन गीताम इच्छुक्ते गीता को ओ ओ गीता को तो हिंदी में बोलेंगे गीता को किताब मिली संस्कृत भाषायाम गीताम गीता को पुस्तकम यू कैन से प्राप्यति मिली गीताम पुस्तकम प्राप्यति पुस्तकम गीताम प्राप्यति प्राप्यति पुस्तकम गीताम सेम अर्थ बिकॉज गीताम में इंक्लूडेड है गीता को सिमिलरली नरम आदमी को नरह इत्युक्ते कर्ता नरम इत्युक्ते आदमी को नरेण गणेश गणे गणेश गणेशेण गणेशेण इत्युक्ते गणेश द्वारा नरेण नर द्वारा आदमी द्वारा ग्रहेण घर द्वारा गीतया गीता द्वारा लतया लता द्वारा गीतया गीता द्वारा तो जो अंत होता है स्त्रीलिंग रूप का अलग होगा विभक्ति रूप पुल्लिंग का अलग होगा नपुंसकलिंग के और पुंलिंग के तृतीय चतुर्थी पंचमी षष्ठी अपिच सप्तमी समान एव दोनों में सेम है किंतु सब पुंलिंग शब्द अकारांत नहीं होते कई आकारांत होते हैं कई उकारांत होते हैं गुरु कई ई कारांत होते हैं कई ई कारांत होते हैं कई हलंत होते हैं हलंत शब्द भगवत तकारांत त से एंड होता है सबके अलग विभक्ति रूप होते हैं उससे हमको पता चल जाता है कि ये कर्ता है ये कर्म है द्वितीय विभक्ति है नरेण ये तृतीय विभक्ति है नर द्वारा कोई भी काम हुआ चतुर्थी विभक्ति नराय नर के लिए आदमी के लिए शब्दाय शब्द के लिए गीतायी गीता के लिए लतायी लता के लिए आकारांत स्त्रीलिंग दीर्घ आ लॉन्ग आकारांत स्त्रीलिंग अस्ति चेत गीतायी बट यू डोंट हैव टू मेमोराइज दिस नाउ आई एम सिंपली टेलिंग यू टू क्लैरिफाई दिस कॉन्सेप्ट इन योर हेड पंचमी विभक्ति अस्ति चेत नरात ओ आदमी से अलग होकर वृक्षात पेड़ से अलग होकर फल गिरा वृक्षात फलम पतति पेड़ से अलग हुआ किससे अलग हुआ फल से अलग तो नहीं हुआ फल पेड़ से अलग हुआ फलम इति कर्ता फलम पतति फल गिरा गिर रहा है कहां से गिर रहा है पेड़ से गिर रहा है तो से लग गया हिंदी में पेड़ से तो वृक्षात नरात गणेशात शिवात पिचर
सॉरी भगिनी
वदतु
द्वितीय विभक्ति विद्यालयम इज द्वितीय और प्रथमा भगिनी
विद्यालयम First you tell me what is the lingam. Lingam kim?
Vidyalayam. Vidyalayam padam iti napumsakalingam asti.
Vidyalayam yadi napumsakalinga asti chet tadanantaram prathama apicha dvitiya samaneva kintu vidyalaya iti napumsakalingam padam nasti. Iti pumlinga padam asti bhagini. विद्यालयं कर्मपदं विद्यालयः कर्तापदं विद्यालयः प्रथमा विभक्ति विद्यालयं कर्मपदं द्वितीय विभक्ति
प्रथमा विभक्ति इज को भगिनी इज द राइट गृहं
न न न न प्रथमा विभक्ति इत्युक्ते कर्ता डूअर सब्जेक्ट अस्तु इन द वेरी फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ द बुक व्हाट डिड हाउ डिड वी स्टडी फॉर एग्जांपल पेज नंबर 2 उद्घाटयन्तु सर्वे बालकः एषः बालकः It's simply a name. If nothing is going on. He is the subject, main subject. Balakah, prathama vibhakti. Saha vriddhah, prathama vibhakti. Eshah ganeshah, prathama vibhakti. Saha arakshakah, prathama vibhakti. Sarve prathama vibhakti eva. On these two pages, only prathama vibhakti is given because All we are doing is this person is there, that's all. Kitab hai, aadmi hai, police hai, sainik hai, Ganesh hai, Vridh hai, Sita hai, Balika hai. Simply, kuch nahi ho raha usme. Khali subject is being mentioned. First thing we are taught is subject, that is why. That is Prathama Vibhakti only. We are always only taught Prathama Vibhakti first. Why? Because first you have to establish the person, the main subject, no? Tadanantaram asti. Eshah balakah asti. Asti chukte kriyapadam. Hai. Yaha ladka hai. Prathama Vibhakti eva. Prathama Vibhakti rupam kisme lagte hain? rupani sanya padam me
sanya padam
noun only nouns naming words only will take not verbs kriya padam they take purusha purushani purushaah so here this first page number 2 and 3 is simply teaching you subject ichukte prathama vibhakti but in the sanskrit bharati the way we are teaching and learning is simply to talk don't go into grammar they say I'm doing something that is not part of the paddhati but I am trying to answer your questions that's why I'm saying all this in a sanskrit bhasha simply you talk that's all you read and you talk you listen and you talk and the only way this is satisfactory is if you do it enough I started very very recently learning spoken sanskrit but I also don't live in a sanskrit immersion at all I live in the US where nobody even speaks hindi around me I'm the only one my children my husband also is American only he doesn't speak and doesn't know hindi so I am living in a completely non immersive atmosphere but when I started to learn I just put my earphones on and I kept listening to these very very advanced classes where they were talking I have no idea what but I kept listening all the time and I, maybe at night my brain figured it out every night I think it was figuring out what is being said and slowly everything started to come without me understanding being taught this grammar but I have to say I have taught hindi language for 10 years so grammar I understand very well because I've had to learn it because I had to teach it it's not my training by the way now it is becoming that but I was asked to teach hindi at the university and so suddenly I had to relearn all grammar is at age 35 no not 35 excuse me age 43 I don't know I went back into original grammar books what is a verb what is an adjective enough to be able to teach college students you know so I do have some grammar in me because I've been teaching it for so long but Sanskrit Bharati Paddhati says you don't need to know all this grammar you simply become immersed in it immersive is how it's very hard for us in our you know many of us are not for even in India we are not living in Sanskrit correct how many of us live in India in this class Kavita Bhagini Mumbai Mahesh Mahodaya Putra Bhagini Mahodaya
Mysuru Karnataka
Mysuru apich Sudha Bhagini
US Delaware
Shailesha Bhagini London
yes Bhagini London
Usha Bhagini apicha US Shivarupa apicha US where you'll get not only you don't even get your own mother tongue forget Sanskrit so the way to do it is to go and listen to the class recordings don't listen to my class only my class I speak a fair bit of English because I'm trying to explain concepts because I think they help us because our adult minds are very stubborn minds we refuse to want to learn because we want it to be reasonable we has to make sense otherwise we reject it but you should learn like a child don't reject anything they listen to everything you can put anything in their mouth and their eyes will be wide open to taste yes as adults do we do that oh that doesn't look good that oh she did this and this I'm not going to taste anymore so many judgments we have so Sanskrit Bharati says please learn like a child but the reason I'm telling you all this is because you should know what is the basic language. In I'm not going to teach you too much grammar, but in grammar you should know what is a noun, is a name word, what is an adjective, a describing word. It describes nouns or it describes verbs. When it describes a verb, it is called adverb. What is a verb? An action word. Verb is an action word. Every sentence must have a verb. That is by definition. The shortest sentence can be only a verb. Go. I can say speak. One word sentence. Speak. It has to have a verb. And in Sanskrit, eshah balakah. You are like, oh, there is no verb in this. No, it is implied. Verb is understood to be such an important part of a sentence that it is there without even writing it. It is there, it exists. Because without it, nothing makes sense. So, a verb is your most important word in Sanskrit. And in Sanskrit Bhashayam, this is even more clearly put because all vibrations are nothing but experiences. Experience is a verb. You experience walking, you experience eating, you experience sleeping, you experience talking, you experience vibrations. Every sound in Sanskrit comes from a vibration which comes from a very clear, still mind of a rishi. And it's not like the rishi created it. The rishi was still minded enough to perceive it in its clarity and purity. See, most of us live in so much mental noise and also physical noise, but mentally our brains are very noisy. 20,000 things are going on at the same time. Very much noisy. How are we going to perceive this one small vibration coming from one small experience? No, rishis, when you clear your mind, you become a rishi. In a rishi, these, with the clarity and stillness of mind, they could perceive vibration. These vibration sounds have then become different modifications to become words that make sense to us. So, kr is the dhatu rupa. Dukring is the actual dhatu. Bhajagovindam has that word in it. Dukring karane. Dukring is the original dhatu of the verb to do, karna. Dukring has gone through several sutra modifications and become kr. For all practical purposes, we say kr in some grammar. How this sound came dukrung in a rishi, that only a rishi has the experience. I don't have that experience. I cannot tell you. But I know conceptually that when your mind is not noisy at all, then you can spend 100% of your focus on any one thing. And everything in life is only about experience. That is why in grammar of any language, verb is the most important part of the sentence. And some theorists say that that is why in Sanskrit Bhasha, verbs usually come at the very, very end. See, if I give you the most important, if I give you the dessert now, if I give you the cake now, you won't even eat a food, no? If I give you kheer now, then you say, oh, pet bhar gaya, abhi khana nahi khana. No, kheer comes at the end because they know. पहले खाना खाओ तब खीर मिलेगी बच्चे को क्या बोलते हैं सेम थिंग सो खीर इज द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग इन द चाइल्ड्स माइंड व्हेन ही कम्स टू फूड ही इज लाइक ओ माय गॉड व्हाट डिड हमने मेक फॉर दिस चिल्ड्रन खीर अच्छा खाना खाना पड़ेगा तब खीर मिलेगी तो चलो लेट मी सिमिलरली वे इज सम थियरीज से इन संस्कृत वर्ड्स कम एट द एंड सो यू हैव टू लिसन ऑल द वे टू द एंड ऑफ द सेंटेंस कीप लिसनिंग इन केस इट्स कमिंग अदरवाइज इट मेक्स नो सेंस. So it keeps your attention span. It lengthens your attention span. It is a beautiful technique in lengthening attention span. And Sanskrit vakya can become very long. Huh? And we spend a lot of time and energy on the importance of memorization. So, when you come to Sanskrit class, I strongly suggest you listen to a lot of chanting. Whether it makes sense to you or not, not only listen, memorize lots of chants. Any one chanting, two chantings you like, you listen over and over and over and over and over again until all those words start spilling out of your own mouth also as the chanter is saying. Any one sutra or hymn or jo bhi aapko chant achha lagta hai, Upanishad se, Bhagavad Gita se, Sukti se, kahin se aapko jo achha lagta hai, ek pura yaad kariye. अपने आप वो शब्द मुंह से अपने आप आने लगेंगे. एक याद होगा दूसरा करिए, दूसरा याद होगा तीसरा करिए. कीप गोइंग, दिस प्रोसेस सो इम्पोर्टेंट. तो वो क्या होता है, इन द माइंड द ग्रामर स्टार्ट्स टू वर्क. आफ्टर ऑल द चैंट्स आर आल्सो इन वाक्य फॉर्म, दे आर आल्सो ग्रामेटिकली कम्प्लीटली 100% करेक्ट. इज नॉट लाइक ओ वहाँ पे ग्रामर नहीं है. जस्ट लाइक इंग्लिश, इंग्लिश मॉडर्न इंग्लिश पोएट्री में पता नहीं क्या व्याकरण लगती है, कभी कभी तो बिल्कुल ही समझ आता है. सम ऑफ इट इज अमेजिंग बट सम ऑफ इट डज नॉट इवन फॉलो ग्रामर रूल्स. एंड दे से देयर इज अ लिबर्टी, आई अंडरस्टैंड, बट संस्कृत नो, वाक्य इज अ वाक्य, वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट रूल्स इन संस्कृत. सो बाई लिसनिंग टू चैंटिंग यू विल हियर संस्कृत वाक्य. इन द वाक्य slowly the verbs will start to stick out. You'll say, oh my god, this chant I learned 3 years ago, now I know this is the verb. No teacher will have to teach you. Oh, here is the subject. Oh, this is the adjective. Oh my god, some of these chants, they are all adjectives only. Ya kundendu tushar har dhavala ya shubh ब्रह्माच्युतशङ्करप्रभृतिभिः सदा वन्दिता सा मां पातु सरस्वती भगवती निःशेषजाड्यापः. फुल ऑफ एडजेक्टिव्स दिस चैंट. Memorize it. Learn it. So many are there. And this will make your Sanskrit kaksha immersive. You have to make it immersive. We only meet once a week. Maybe you can come to both my classes. Even then it's not enough. You join other classes. So many teachers are there. Each one brings their own beauty. Join some very senior classes and say, I'm only here to listen. That's what I would do. When I first joined class, I would say, I don't know any Sanskrit. I am in the Prathama Varga. We only started 1 month ago. I don't know anything. I just want to listen. And they will say, ah, Swagatam. So many classes are there. You simply sit and listen. When you record, all recordings are there. You go for a walk, you listen to some senior class where they're only speaking Sanskrit, not my class. My class is not good enough. Then all of this will come to you. Otherwise, sitting in one place, please tell me what is noun, what is verb, what is this, I have to get it very clear. Next class, again you will be confused. Because the immersive atmosphere is not there. So, I very strongly suggest you listen. You don't need to work it out, you just listen. Allow your ears to hear. sacred chants of Shiva by Art of Living CD is there. Such a beautiful CD. Yesterday I was listening to some what is the temple in Mysore? I forgot. The Devi temple, Mahodaya? What is this? Mysuru?
Chamundeshwari.
Chamundeshwari. I was listening to a chant for Chamundeshwari. So beautiful. Now I want to listen to it all the time. And I don't understand necessarily.
What is that chant? Is it a shloka?
It is a shloka. Yeah, I'll have to send it through something. It's on my phone. I don't know how it got there.
Is it a chant, singing, or is it a lyric?
Singing.
Oh. Can you share it in WhatsApp? You don't have a WhatsApp?
We have a WhatsApp group. I'll share it.
Okay, I'll
ask you. I'll ask Kavita Bhagini. She is the manager. You send it through chat.
Oh, but I'm not in Kavita Ji's group. Can you add me, Kavita Ji? Is she there?
Kavita Bhagini, asti va?
Yes, I'm here. I was not able to unmute myself. I was just typing a message to Usha Bhagini. You may share your number here in the message. I will add you in the group.
Okay, thank you.
Then I'll share it with Kavita Bhagini and she will share it with you. So all I'm saying is many beautiful exist. Just because I'm sending doesn't make it more beautiful. So many are there already in the universe. Then all of this will start to make sense to you. This is the only way to truly learn. Samskrit Bharati believes in immersion. Otherwise it remains like this academic hard work. I have to work so hard, so many hours I put into it. Oh no, just listen, enjoy. Enjoying is the most important part of this class. Not
beginning, your singing was very nice. Yakundindu. Thank you.
So anyway, this was class was not meant for this, but you know what I'm trying to say. Everybody understand, class. Pashtamba, all of this, what is noun, what is verb, will start to make sense to you. Of course, I'm here to help you, and I'll keep trying to help you.
Bhagini, sorry Bhagini.
Vadatu.
Excuse me Bhagini.
Vadatu Bhagini. Vadatu, Shailaja Bhagini.
Bhagini. Gruham, how do you say in Pradhama, iti padam, Pradhama Vibhakti Rupam?
Graham Eva. Pradhama Vibhakti Ekavachana Rupam, Graham. Dvitiya Vibhakti Saman Eva Graham. Both are same. Napum Sakalinga Prathama and Dvitiya. So how do you know? Context. Sandarbhe. Vayam Jani Maha Kim.
But Prathama and Dvitiya differ for Napum Sakalinga and Pullingam Bhagini and Tritiya Vibhakti.
Na Bhagini. Napum Sakalingam. Prathama Vibhakti Api Cha Dvitiya Vibhakti Samaneva. Kintu Umlinga Asti Chet Kimapi Samaneva Nasti. Prathama Dvitiya Tritiya Chaturthi Panchami Shashti Saptami. Sab Bhinna, Sarve Bhinna Asti. Same for Strilinga Rupam Asti Chet. All Bhinna. Only Napum Sakaling, first and two, one and two are same. Kintu, second, Pumling Asti, Apit Pumlinga Napum Sakalinga, Dvayoho, Tritiya Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami, Samaneva. Pumling and Napum Sakalinga. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh are same for Pumling and Napum Sakalinga. So, Graheena, Napum Sakalinga Padam, Tritiya Vibhakti, same as Narena. Narena iti Pumling Padam, Graham iti Napum Sakalingam Padam, Kintu Tritiya Vibhakti Samaneva, Naraya. इति चतुर्थी विभक्ति पुंलिङ्ग् पदं ग्रहाय इति नपुंसकलिङ्ग चतुर्थी पदम्
समानेव
थर्ड् फोर्थ् फिफ्त् सिक्स् सेवेन् समानेव
Actually, I want to talk in English, Bhagini. I know about this rule, but when it comes to usage, you know, I kept forgetting about this.
All this that we have learned today, that also next week you will forget if you don't make it immersive.
Gita Bhagini?
Kshamyatam Bhagini, Kshamyatam.
No, Kshamyatam na Bhagini. It's just the way it is. It's not my creation or anything. It's just the way it is, Bhagini. It's the only way.
Geeta Bhagini, how do I say, Kavita sent me a WhatsApp message. I want to say to her, thank you for adding me. So, four is Chaturthi Vibhakti, right? To say four.
No, you cannot simply.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada, iti samichinam.
No, but I want to say for adding me. Thank you for adding me.
You can say for me what you have done, thank you. So mama krute dhanyavadah. What you have done for me, dhanyavadah. Mama krute.
Yeah, but can't we say for adding me?
Enough, Bhagini. Then again more grammar rules will come. Then again more confusion will come.
Okay, dhanyavadah mama krute.
Mama krute. For me what you have done, dhanyavadah.
Okay, Kavita ji already knows now. No point in sending.
Mama ekavaram abhyasam na karoti bhagini. We keep forgetting what we say in Sanskrit, bhagini.
Kshamyatam, I don't know what you are trying to say.
No, I want to say if we don't, for 1 week if we forget, like, you know, if we don't practice for 1 week, we just forget
sarvam vismaranti sab bhul jate hain sarvam vismaranti
sarvam vismaranti okay
sab bhul jate
hain ek mama ek varam abhyas na karoti mama sarvam
karomi chet
karomi
aham
sarvam
yadi aham abhyasam na karomi Yadi aham abhyasam.
Mama, I can't say mama bhagini here.
No, mama no. Aham. I am the abhyasa doer. Yadi aham abhyasam na karomi.
Na karomi.
Tadanantaram sarvam vismarami.
Vismarami.
Sab bhul jati hu. It's true bhagini, not for you, for everybody. Samaneva.
विस्मरामि
मैं भूल जाती हूँ मैं भूल रही हूँ
स्मरामि इट इज क्वाइट ऑपोजिट लाइक नो स्मरामि वी नो द वर्ड ऑफ स्मरामि स्मरम स्मरणम
स्मरति गोइंग अवे फ्रॉम स्मरति इज भूलना
विस्मरामि
विस्मरामि
आम भगिनी
So this Abhyasa Pustakam is actually a very beautiful book. Every day if you read this book from page 1 to wherever we have managed, from every word, every page, you simply read. You know, when you go get up sometime, maybe bedtime, from the very beginning, don't think, oh, I've already done these pages. What page are we on? 22. No. Every day you read from page 1 to whatever page we have covered. The whole thing you read, you don't need to say, wait a minute, I'm lost now, what did this mean? No, you simply read. One day you'll be forgetting, next day that clarity itself will come. Allow yourself that joy. One day you'll say, oh my God, what does it mean? Etasya nama Rama, I forgot. You keep reading. Tasya nama Krishnaha, etasya nama, keep reading. The next day you read, you're like, oh, her name is. I get it, of course. How come yesterday I didn't get it? This kind of thinking will happen to you. And that is beautiful because it lets you have the trust in yourself that you have the knowledge. If you say, oh, I don't know, and then you stop reading, then you are causing non-trust in yourself, creating non-trust in yourself. When you create non-trust in yourself, it's very hard to proceed in life. See, after all, we trust, no? Tomorrow the sun will rise. we trust, no, our children will be there. We trust that I'll wake up. Do we know? No. Can anybody say 100% this will happen? No. It lives on trust, no, our brain. So trust, developing trust in yourself is very, very important in life. Even when you are doing something which you are so new to, so unsure about, you trust the book. You simply trust yourself. Trust the process of reading. Trust that the reading will teach you and the knowledge is there. It will come to you. End of story. You just do it like that. Believe in yourself. You don't need a guru. Nobody needs anybody. You just trust yourself. Wisdom is inside you already. All the Bhagwans are inside you already. Astu. Samaya Atita. Antima Mangalacharan. Shanti Pada. Kavaktum Ichati.
Aham Vadami.
Ah, Vadatu Bhagini.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Dhanyavadaha Sarvebhya. नमस्कारः पुनः मिलामः अस्तु इति गृहपाठं प्रतिदिनं कृत्वा तदनन्तरं सर्वम् आगच्छति अस्तु.